Jesus, we look at your life and are in awe. Every day, as we read through the Gospels, we are in awe of you. You explain the kingdom in stories that reach into our heart and go beyond just our intellect. You are a man with a clear purpose, even though your road was difficult. And we want to be like you. And we'll never be like you without the guidance of your Holy Spirit sent to comfort us. Think of the proverb today. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. A dream fulfilled is a tree of life. These things are true, Jesus, and what we want to be in the process of is reorienting our dreams to the dreams of the kingdom, to the goals and ambitions of your kingdom in heaven. These are our dreams, and we put our hope in that. And it will be a tree of life, for your kingdom is coming, and we believe that promise. So Jesus, as we close this week, we thank you for the wisdom you have bestowed upon us, the growth that you have brought about even this week, the revelations that you've given us through your word. And as we approach a new week, we invite you and beg of you, guide our steps. Give us clarity for today. Give us what we need to follow and serve you well today. In your holy and victorious name we pray.